interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Happy White Glove Love Month. That's right. One of our proud supporters and underwriters of the program, White Glove Moving and Storage, we celebrate their community give back all February long. And of course, we're here for the free estimate to help you with the heavy lifting, one piece or many across the street, state or country, interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We are so happy to be able to help support our friends for this week's episode, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County. And Meg Shirey, Director of Special Events and Advocacy with the Boys and Girls Clubs, is on the show today. We've been able to highlight your organization before, yet you have a special event that's coming up that's really unique. Songwriters and Storytellers, that's going to be a very intimate, very cool evening, Saturday, February 28th. And of course, this all is in an effort to continue the impact that your organization makes with the academic success, the character and the leadership development, that workforce readiness, all of these things that Boys and Girls Clubs does for your members. Isn't that the truth, Meg?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having us on today. You and White Glove have done a wonderful job over the years continuing to support the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County throughout many different partnerships. So thank you again for giving us an opportunity today to talk about this event. As you mentioned, it's songwriters and storytellers. So it mixes between country music artists playing and you sitting and enjoying the music, as well as them telling the stories behind the songs that they have written.
Ooh.
So they are going to be there to tell you why they sing the songs that they're singing, and then who has taken those songs and gone on to record them on your radio. These are songs you've heard on your radio station in your car. And then equally, we're going to have a family-style farm-to-table dinner made by the Fork in the Road food team. And they're going to be out there with all different types of barbecue food and making sure that really we're celebrating this as an intimate family event so that we're all together with our friends. We're sitting and we're going to enjoy the music and the food all together.
That sounds so special. You did it last year?
So this is our third annual. Yes.
Third annual. Very special indeed. Saturday, February 28th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the beautiful Rockin' H Ranch there in Palm City. So easy drive right off 95, very accessible. And the cost is very reasonable, knowing all the entertainment, the food, and the drink that's included. But there are sponsorships available still.
Absolutely, absolutely. We will have an open bar provided by Bonner Mobile Bar, and we're also, in addition this year, have something unique. We have some local companies that are making local craft cocktails right here that are also going to be there doing samplings and telling you the stories behind their art, which is their cocktail making, and the distilleries that they have right here in Florida.
I am such a sucker for a good story, Meg. This is fun. Very special.
It's going to be exciting. And
oh,
we're really, too, we're looking forward to not only sharing the evening with everyone and enjoying the music and the drinks and the food, but then telling the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County and what we do. And that it's not just a somewhere to go after school like we when we grew up. When we grew up, you know, it was a swim and gym is what Boys and Girls Club is to lots of people. But now it's so much more than that. It's not just a safe place to go after school. It's where they're getting their homework done by certified teachers. It's where they're getting a hot meal each and every day that they come to the club. It's where they're doing things from athletics to theater, and they're doing the workforce readiness programming. It's so much more vast than the Boys and Girls Clubs that we grew up with, and we get to have an opportunity on this evening to share that with everyone.
So let's drill down on that a little bit, because there, just a few days prior to this signature event of Songwriters and Storytellers on Saturday, February 28th, we do have the Youth of the Year event on Wednesday, the 26th.
Yes. So our Youth of the Year, that is our signature event for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County Youth. So this is a competition that they participate in. So it starts with sending in an original essay and telling about their Boys and Girls Club story. And from there, they develop on that into public speaking. They do interviewing skills. They do workshops. So it's a year-long program that culminates on this evening. It is on February the 26th, where they will meet at the Greater Stewart Club, and we have a formal dinner. Well, they will actually get to give their speeches in front of a crowd of around 200 people.
Oh, wow.
And share their story and share their mission. And what this has done over the year that they've been in this process is to train them on those public speaking skills, train them on essay writing. These are skills they're going to take with them to whatever their post-secondary pathway may be. But to see that event and to listen to their stories straight from them in their own vernacular and the way that they feel about their programming is absolutely incredible. And that's why that event is a free event. We do not charge for the dinner. We do not charge for the event. We want you to come out and hear it from them and listen to them talk about their experiences at the Boys and Girls Club and how it's changed their lives.
Powerful. So powerful. And then one youth there advances on to the state level.
Yes. So our state last year, our youth of the year, made it to the top four in the state of Florida, which was incredible. She was able to speak on the Senate floor. She was able to give her presentation, which is an experience that not many kids can say, that they got to stand on the Senate floor and give a presentation.
Right.
And then they would go on from there. They go on to a regional competition and then as well up to the national. And our youth of the year last year was only in 10th grade, and she ran up against three high school seniors who had already had their collegiate or post-secondary path already settled for them. So she was the youngest by far, but spoke with such passion and drive that it really was a powerful presentation from her and for her peers to hear.
Yes, 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 yes. And if someone wants to reserve a ticket for that event, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So the event, again, is Thursday, February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Greater Stewart Club. And they can just email specialevents@bgcmartin.org or just take a look at our website, bgcmartin.org. And there's going to be an option there to click on the Youth of the Year. And it just sends an email to let us know exactly how much delicious food to make.
Got it. Okay, so, and then the Songwriters Storytellers event on the 28th at Rockin' Tranch, that's also available on the website?
It is, yep. Same website. It'll be under events and then upcoming events. Both of them will be in the same section right there under upcoming events.
So the first 6 months of the year is very busy for you because we also have the Signature Golf Tournament the end of May.
That is, yes, absolutely. We keep very busy during this time. We ramp up now with our fundraising efforts and our showcasing efforts, because as we go into the summer, it's full-time programming during the summer.
Yeah.
So we're open all day, every day during the summertime. So we work now to make sure that we have these events to support that. So our next event that follows the Songwriters and Storytellers is our golf tournament. It is T42, and that is held at Sailfish Point Golf Club. We have a morning start, a 9 a.m. shotgun start for that event, which if you've ever been out to that golf course, it is absolutely stunning. Just to be able to stand there and take in that view is spectacular. And that's being held in partnership with Safe Space as well. Two of the organizations have come together to work to make sure that we're fundraising for each other's supporters as well. So that'll be held there on May 29th. And those tickets are available on the Safe Space website, which can be linked from the Boys and Girls Club website as well.
Oh, okay. Very user-friendly. And of course, there's an opportunity for corporate partners on that event.
Yes, that event is heavily driven by our sponsorships from our local organizations. We have our presenting sponsor and our Tumblr sponsor secured so far, and we're looking forward to filling out the rest of those sponsorships. That does get you a foursome, at least one, in to play the tournament as well. And that is an exclusive course that not many get to play without a personal invitation. So the sponsorship includes that foursome as well, so that you'll be able to play the course.
And there's player gifts, and there's on-course activities, and there's food, and there's drink throughout the tournament, as well as awards and contests and sponsor recognition. What kind, like longest drive and hole-in-one, that kind of contest, yeah?
Yep, closest to the pin. And then we have a Canon sponsor out there usually too. We also do a really unique fundraiser at that. It's called a helicopter ball drop.
Ooh.
So everybody, they purchase a ball. We put the balls into a basket. We take a helicopter up over the last hole of the Sailfish Point golf course. We dump the bucket out of the helicopter, and whoever's ball makes it closest into the hole or in the hole wins the helicopter ball sponsorship money.
What fun!
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. So everybody gathers around. We all stand on the porch, and absolutely beautiful. You're overlooking the ocean. And then you all just hope that your ball drops from the helicopter closest to that mark right there. And then you can take home the 50% of those winnings.
Oh, that is so cool. And that is Friday, May 29th at the Sailfish Point.
And those tickets are available as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So there's so many great things happening. Now let's circle back to the Songwriters and Storytellers event. So it is that sort of Nashville style songwriter round, featuring these chart topping hits and the stories that are behind them. So would it be appropriate to wear some Western inspired attire?
I would hope that you do. I am a big fan of cowboy boots myself, so I get excited to host this event each year because I get to pull out my best cowboy boots. We ask that you do too. Show off your best hats. We have some local great places in Martin County that sell those items that you can, if you don't have a pair of cowboy boots, you got over 6 weeks to go and grab some. It's going to be a very fun environment. We encourage dancing. We want to hear laughter. We just want to be able to relax with our local community supporters and really have a good time.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And again, the ticket cost starts at just $300, and then there's sponsorship opportunities. And again, there's a full cocktail hour, open bar, delicious food, and then again, this experience, this actual engagement in 6 to 10. And it's just such an easy location that I'm so happy for you guys to be able to have this, and it's going to be so special.
It's going to be wonderful. And our youth are going to be involved as well. So the Fork in the Road Culinary members, so those are our members that are from 14 to ages 18 that are in our culinary program. They're going to be there supporting the food. We also have our line dancing troupe made of our younger K-5 elementary students who are going to be there, and they're going to do a performance as well. And then we'll also have some remarks on stage as well, just about to continue to share what we're doing and moving the mission forward. And that helps through that event through those sponsorships. So we have sold out the presenting sponsor to that as well. We are so grateful for Beth and Steve Spopa and Brown & Brown Insurance for their sponsorship of that event. But we have many other sponsorships available, and that's what continues to fuel these events and make it so that we can take what we do there, spreading the mission, and take it back to the clubs and continue to get everything done for those kids each day, all at no charge to the family.
Huge. Absolutely huge. And the idea of these young ones out there line dancing and teaching us folks that are line dancing illiterate what to do, I think that is so special, Megan. I'm getting a visual that has to be the most adorable thing ever. Seriously.
Watching them practice is really, if you need a mood enlightening moment of your day, you go watch them practice and it will make you giggle.
Oh my goodness. What are some of the other programming skill sets, if you will, that the Boys and Girls Clubs offer to your youth members?
Absolutely. So if we're looking into the workforce development space, we have a workforce development lab in Hope Sound and one at our Greater Stewart Club. And at those facilities, we focus on skilled trades, which is carpentry, electrical, HVAC, welding, and plumbing. We also do advanced manufacturing. So that is clean manufacturing. Imagine what it takes to run an Amazon warehouse. So we are teaching them coding and robotics. That happens after school as well. And then we have our culinary program and our fashion design program. That's run by Saber Mochaccino at our Stewart Club. And all of those programs, not only are they free to the members, but they are called Earn While You Learn programs. Mm. We learned that many of our youth members that were in high school could not attend an after-school program because they needed to work to help to support their families. So how we got creative was, we pay them to attend these classes. Once they finish their module, they are paid a stipend out of approximately $15 an hour so that they can continue to take home a paycheck for their families while not missing out on the opportunity to learn a new skill set to help break that generational boundaries that they may have in their families.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And over the years, you've sponsor different Chamber of Commerce breakfasts and meetings where you get to share statistics and fun facts about the Boys and Girls Clubs. And I was so impressed by the sheer volume of meals that you all put out daily. Will you share that with our listeners?
Absolutely. So each one of our members, we serve over 1,000 members a day, receives a hot meal when they get home from school. So when they get to the club, we take them, we put them all, and they all have supper together. And we do this in family style where they sit across from one another and tell each other about their day and tell our staff members about their days. We also make all of the food for the Palm Beach County Freestanding Boys and Girls Clubs as well. That's all made out of our culinary kitchen from our culinary youth. And then for our families of greatest need, we also send home food boxes on the weekends. So that includes your pantry staples as well as perishable, non-perishable items. For our families that may need a little extra support on the weekends when their students are not attending the schools or the clubs, which is where they rely for 2 of their 3 meals each day. So we make sure that every one of our children is make sure that they are full, because there is no way that we could expect a child to have a happy, healthy heart if they have a hungry tummy. It is so important to make sure that they are fed and fed well. And that's an opportunity that we have at the Boys and Girls Club to support that.
Well, it's clear that the passion is there, and I've had the opportunity to meet a number of your colleagues, and they all have that same fire for the worthy efforts that all of the clubs put forth on a daily basis. And there's how many clubs within Martin County?
Yes, so we have 5 clubs. We are in Hobe Sound, Indiantown, Port Salerno, Stewart, and our newest club is located at Jensen Beach High School. And you were mentioning the opportunities that we've had through the Chambers of Commerce. We were just awarded this past week Nonprofit of the Year from the Jensen Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Wonderful. I'm doing the clap with my fingers. Oh my goodness. This is really powerful stuff. And hopefully you're feeling, listeners, like I want to help. And it's one of the missions of the Treasure Coast Insider is where we give you all of this wonderful information, and to think that you can support them by doing something as fun as going out and playing golf on Friday, May 29th at the beautiful exclusive Sailfish, or perhaps enjoying behind the scene music storytelling with songwriters and storytellers at the Rockin' H Ranch on Saturday, February 28th. And those are great ways that you can continue to support. And of course, if you have a youth that might be empowered by seeing their peers excel, we have the Youth of the Year on the 26th of February. So many great things. One more time with the website, Meg.
Yeah, so our website is bgcmartin.org, or a quick Google search for Boys and Girls Club of Martin County. We'll load that right up for you.
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Meg Shirey, Director of Special Events and Advocacy for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County. Shout out to our friends at Michelina's. Open Tuesday through Saturday. I know Meg's been in there many a time at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network luncheon that third Wednesday of the month. Michelina's is just darn delicious, isn't it, Meg?
Best pasta fagioli you can get around. Absolutely. They even, and their catering service is something that you need to think about as well. I no longer cook Easter. We get everything ordered from them the day before. Comes to the house. I pop it all right in the oven on Easter Sunday, and I can spend time with my family and not have to worry about cooking.
I love that brilliant endorsement. I love it. I love it. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. Meg, thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing you at those upcoming events. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
There's one Broadway musical critics are calling despicable, diabolical, unseemly, and, oh yes, ingenious. The New York Times calls it amongst the most inspiring musical in years. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Don't miss the bloody brilliant winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical and the new undisputed king of musical comedy. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Now playing through February 1st at the Riverside Theater. Get tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, hey there, friends. Happy February. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. Mortgages is all they do. And, you know, you might be looking forward to getting a little money back from your tax return and you wish to invest it in real estate. And they can help you with that. There's a variety of products that can make it easy. Or maybe you just want to get a new home and own. And you can do that, too. And they can set you on the right path. Union Home Mortgage, thank you for your support. True Color Salon, Courtney and her team, they are indeed hiring. If you're looking to join a salon that's more of a family, they'd love to talk with you. And it's more than just hair. They do massage. They do skin, laser hair removal. They do electrolysis. They also do nails. And they have weekend evening hours. They have stylists for every budget, every hair type, and a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you try something new and you need it tweaked, you can come back and they will do that for you. And you can book out your appointments in advance. I know I do. You'll love it there at True Colors. A special thank you always to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. I'm so proud to represent the White Glove Moving team. We're locally headquartered for the past 24 years. We're proud of the work that we do. We strive to make every move cost-effective and easy. And it doesn't have to be just local. As an interstate agent for Beacons Van Lines, we can help people come into Florida or leave Florida, depending on your needs. If you were able to listen to last week's show, you can catch us tomorrow. White Glove Moving and Storage, as well as a number of other vendors and some incredible horticulturalists and master gardeners at Garden Fest. It will be open today until 5 and open Sunday until 4 p.m. Check out Garden Fest for some real unique treasures that will surely be a wonderful addition to your home or to your commercial space. And it is free at the Riverside Park next to Riverside Theater. If you're looking to network and brand in 2026, I am so proud to be the host and creator of Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. It's ladies only. We break bread together. We have a chance to give commercials, give testimonials, win some door prizes that are brought by our attendees. And it's really just fun and uplifting. It's a great way to grow your resource partners as well as your referral partners, because we all know that we want to be that one-stop shop for our customers and make their life easy and give them warm referrals so that they have a great experience from start to finish, whatever that might be that they're looking for. And the Premier Women's Network meets 3 times a month. We have some luncheons coming up yet in February. But next Friday, the 13th, we'll be at Twisted Lime. That's our Vero Luncheon, the second Friday of every month. The third Wednesday will be at Michelina's. We highlighted them before we went to break. Like Meg said from the Boys and Girls Club, they have delicious food and they offer great catering as well as family packages to go, quick, easy pickup meals. That's the third Wednesday of every month. The Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network meets there. So that'll be on the 18th. You can get your tickets at tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. And then the first Tuesday of every month, we meet at at Tutto Fresco in Port St. Lucie. And it's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. And I do hope that you'll come, you'll join us, or you tell somebody else about us that's looking to get out there and spread the word about what it is they got going on. A special thank you to Meg Shirey, our guest earlier with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County. Lots of upcoming events. February 28th, join their songwriters and storytellers at Rockin' H Ranch. It'll be very special indeed. Check out our website at treasurecoastinsider.us to link to our sponsors as well as check out past shows. And we hope to hear from you with content, questions, and listen to us next week. Cheers.